One voice giving God praise is beautiful, but thousands of us, right now in prayer together, amazing. Thank you, prayer family, for being with us on the fourth week on our road to Calvary. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Prayer of Saint Richard of Chichester. Thanks be to thee, my Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits thou hast given me, for all the pains and insults thou hast borne for me.
O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly, day by day.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of James, chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I love this reading because it reminds me of one of the things that my mom always used to tell me when I was a kid. And she would always say, be careful of the company that you keep. And I always thought about that. Be careful of the company that you keep. And I think that as I've grown older, I've come to realize that some of the company that you keep can be bad company and some can be good company. And then people will think that you are just like the company that you keep. And so you have to be careful. And I'm sure that people thought the same thing about Jesus, that he should watch the company that he kept, because he was always hanging around sinners, and people just didn't like it. And I think that that says an awful lot about who Jesus was. He didn't care about the company that he kept, because he was confident and strong enough. He knew what he was all about, and that's what the whole thing is about. We have to make sure that we are comfortable and confident in who we are and how close we are to God, as opposed to being close to the devil. We cannot and should not ever let the devil take over. During this Lenten season, it's a time for us to think about how God comes into our lives. Let us be strong enough and make sure that we resist the devil so that we can truly become closer to God. God knows us, God loves us, and God will give us the strength that we need. Let us never forget that God is on our side. It is us who turn away from God. It is not God who turns away from us. So let us watch the company that we keep, so that we can truly be strong when we come before the Lord. And let us also help others to come to know the Lord through us. Amen.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. God of compassion and love, you are the light of the world. Inspire us to look out into the world, praising and thanking you for all that is good and for all the ways you have helped us. Help us to reach out to each other by loving and caring for all those we meet, especially during this Lenten season. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Have a blessed day, everyone. See you tomorrow.